Second Chronicles tonight. Second Chronicles. In our Bibles tonight, Second Chronicles. Going to chapter 15 here this evening. Second Chronicles 15. Give you a moment to get there. Chapters 14, 15, and 16 are about King Asa of Judah. It's a very interesting story about his life. The Kings only give a few verses about him, but the Chronicles give three chapters about him. So 2 Chronicles 15 is where we're at. So we get more information from the Chronicles, actually. It's just like the Gospels, by the way. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John have parallel passages. Well, so do the Kings and Chronicles. There's parallel passages. So here in 2 Chronicles 15, let's go, and I'm going to look at the first three verses here. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season, Israel hath been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without the law. And let's stop right there and pray. Father God, direct us in this tonight. Help us to learn, teach us, strengthen us and encourage us. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now again, Asa's story is chapters 14, 15, and 16. Asa is a good king, the Bible says. He was a good king, yet he ended very badly. He did a lot of good things for God in chapter 14 whenever he became king. Chapter 15, he listened to God with all of his heart and obeyed God. But then whenever you get to chapter 16, there was a turning point at the end of his life where he refused to hear God. He refused to repent. And he ended up with a disease and he died. So that's a warning to us. We can be on the right track today, but I hope we are later on too. Amen, right? So here in this chapter that we're going to look at tonight, he got a message from this particular prophet, Azariah. And verse 3 is a part of the message, and I'm going to focus on that verse in a few minutes. But he obeyed God. He did what God told him to do. But whenever he got into chapter 16, later in his life, another prophet came and said, Asa, you did something you shouldn't have done. He was rebuked for it. And you know what he did on that time? He threw the prophet into prison. He didn't want to hear it at that point in his life. And the Bible says he oppressed some of the people. And then he got that disease and died. So it's a very sad situation, really, for somebody to start out so well and end up so bad. I mean, that's really what he is a warning to us about. So this setting is they just had a battle. And the prophet comes to him, and basically what the prophet said is, if you stay with me, I'll stay with you, is what God told him. If you forsake me, I'll forsake you. That's interesting because God knew what Asa was going to eventually do, right? Now that's a general message for us, but God did know Asa was going to end up doing all that he did later on. So he basically said, if you stay with me, I'll stay with you. He blesses him here in this chapter. Just look at verse 8 real quick. Verse 8. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of the land of Judah and Benjamin. I'm just to stop right there. He heard the message. He took courage. He obeyed it. But that's not what you find in the next chapter. He didn't do that at all. Folks, I hope that you are receptive to God's word and God's message, and I hope that we all stay that way too. Amen? So again, there's that note about this man. So at this point, he's devoted to God. At this point, he's listening to God. At this point, he takes heed to God. At this point, he's doing the right thing. Thank God for it. Now, but what I find interesting is verse 3, because we have three withouts there, and I'm preaching to you tonight on this subject, without God. Now, it says in verse 3, the prophet, this is part of the prophet's message, now for a long season Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. Those are three important withouts. Those are three important things that Israel needed, probably since the days of Solomon, for a long season. Probably since the days of Solomon, they had gotten away from following the Lord and just went out and did their own thing. And by the way, that's what it says in chapter 16 about Asa, is he got to the point where he didn't rely on God anymore. He relied on himself. So right there, the prophet uses Israel, if you will. By the way, this is Judah. He uses Israel, if you will, as an illustration, too, saying for a long season you've been without any of this stuff. So they're operating without God, or they had been, until Asa comes along. But he didn't last, is the problem with that. So this idea tonight, without God, I want to preach out of verse 3 for you tonight. And I'll tell you tonight and give you three things from those three without. So let me say this to you. Number one is honor God. Honor God. He says, for a long season, you have been without the true God. Has America been without the true God for a long time? Have we kind of turned a blind eye towards the Bible and a deaf ear towards the message of the Bible and God? Have we been operating without the true God in many respects? A lot of people are doing that. Nations are doing that. So in this case right here, as we read, idolatry swept through the nation. Now the terrible thing about that is, this is the people of God. The people of God have crumbled to idolatry. The idols of the nations around them, which God had told them not to do. Yet they have turned from God and they have turned to the idols. So here you have God's people. Now what's so sad about that is, what did they have? They had God. They had what it says here, the true God. So why do you need idols? If you have the true God, why do you need idols? Why do you need other gods, right? If you have the true God, you don't need to go away after other gods. But that's exactly what they were doing. Now, Asa was, he was cleaning house, if you will. He was taking down the idols and he was getting rid of the graven images. He was getting rid of all of that. I mean, he was devoted and on fire for God. I mean, so much so that he even did this. Let me see, it's verse 16. Look at verse 16 of chapter 15. So he's getting rid of all that stuff. Verse 16. And also concerning Maacah, the mother of Asa, the king, he removed her from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove. Oh, my. He's so serious about this, even mama don't get by with it, right? There's a Mother's Day message right there. Amen? I've never preached that on Mother's Day, but he said, mama, you can't be the queen anymore because you got them idols and I'm getting them out of the land. I mean, you want to talk about conflict, confrontation, and taking a stand against your own family. That's what he did right there. He was pretty serious about doing what God wanted him to do at that point right there. So he's like, we've been without the true God too long. We got to get rid of the idols. We got to get back to the true God. I wish I could tell you that Asa had to stay true himself. I'm trying to get that out of my mind. In chapter 15, he's good, okay? In chapter 15, he's real good. So I'm trying to think about that right now. But I'm trying to apply this to us, folks. Being without the true God is a very sad situation in our nation today, I believe. In many of our churches, even, they're without the true God. A lot of churches today are without the true God. A lot of churches call themselves churches, but they're doing things that are contrary to the Bible. It's amazing the things that we see going on. So we need to ask God to help us to stay true to Him, the one true living God. Now, wasn't that the first commandment? Honor God. Have no other gods before thee, right? Moses gave them that in the law, the first of the Ten Commandments. Did not Moses reiterate that many times to them? When you go into Canaan, when you go into the land, do not follow after the gods of the heathen. Do not follow after their gods. Matter of fact, you need to drive them out. But we know that didn't happen. They followed the true God, but they did not continue to follow the true God. So when it says they were without the true God, that is just so sad for me to see that. I think about America. Folks, we've got the gospel all around. We've got Bible-preaching churches all over the place. Thank God for it, right? Now, we got churches all over the place. A lot of them have turned from the true God. But I'm not talking about it. We're living in a land where the true God is represented. We're living in a land where people all just ought to know about God. Now I know everybody that, you know, they've heard about God. They might have been in church. Everybody's not saved. I get that. But you would think in an evangelized nation like this, used to be, right? Used to be an evangelized nation. But you would think people would know about God and would honor God. But we're not there anymore. And not just thinking about churches that have gone apostate, if you will, but in the secular society, people do not, there's no fear of God. They don't mind bashing God or the people of God. They don't mind arguing with you about God. They don't mind debating with you. And they say there is no God. Romans chapter 1, the Bible says mankind intentionally would not retain God in his knowledge. We don't want to think about God. We don't want to hear about God. You know what, folks? They don't know it. They're going to answer to God. They're going to stand before God. Every man, every woman, every person is going to give an account to God one day. Now, what they'll tell you if you say that is, well, I got a thing or two I'm going to tell him when I see him. That's what people act like today. I'm going to shake my fist in his face and I'm going to tell it. No, you're not. You know what the Bible says? You're going to bow and confess that Jesus is Lord is what you're going to do. They don't realize what, they don't believe that. They don't believe that there is God, or either they just hate God for whatever reason. But here it is again, the people of God. So Asa here takes the right stand at this point for God. I'm not saying later on that he forsook God. I'm not saying later on that he didn't believe in God. I'm saying later on he did not take heed to God. Because his will and God's will clashed. And there come a point in his life where he decided, well, I'm just going to do what I want to do and not listen to God. He didn't say there was no God. He just didn't want to listen to God. You know, a lot of people today, they know there's a God. I mean, they can go into a church and God can convict their heart and God can speak to their heart and they can think about salvation and getting saved. And then they run out of the church and say, you know, I'll be glad to get away from that place and reject it, knowing there's a God, knowing that God spoke to their heart, knowing that God is drawing them. But yet they're running from God. They don't want nothing to do with it at that point in their life. And then some people receive God, and then they backslide, and then they get to where they don't want to hear God. They don't want to hear a preacher. They don't want to read the Bible anymore. Why? Because it's contrary to the life that they want to live. So I'm saying this. Number one, honor God. Always honor God. You heard this before? Put God first. Keep God first. Put and keep God first. Now, that's so cliche, but I want to tell you, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Amen? That's such an old saying, put God first, keep God first. Is he the Lord? If he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all, right? And we need to say, you know what? I'm going to do everything I can. God help me. I want to keep you first in my life. I want to honor God. The true God, the one true living God. I don't want to replace him with something else. I don't want to replace him with some false teaching. I don't want to replace him with some idol. I don't want to replace him with a person or anything else or some hobby. I want to have God first place in my life. Amen? That's how you honor God. Matthew 6:33, you seek him, you put him first, you keep him first, and he blesses you for that. Amen? So you need to honor God. He said, but you've been a long time without the true God. Israel, the people of God, have been without the true God. And that is just so sad to me. You know, in the New Testament, Jesus was rejected. He went into his own received him not, right? Israel, as a rule, did not receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. Still have it, by the way. But There was Peter and James and John and Andrew and Matthew and Paul. Hey, there were some that listened to him. There were some that believed on him. There were some that followed him. Hey, that's the group I want to be in right there. Amen. There were some that said, I believe God. I believe Jesus is the Messiah. He is the Christ sent from heaven, and I'm going to honor him. I'm glad Peter did that. I'm glad Paul did that. Paul, who had been a religious Pharisee, but yet he turned to God. And he said, I hadn't been honoring God. I thought I was honoring God, but when I learned that I was not honoring God, I want to honor God now by receiving His Son, the Messiah, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. That's the best way to honor God, by the way, is to believe His Word and receive His Son. Amen? You want to honor God? Don't reject His Son. You want to dishonor God? Then reject His Son. But to honor God, receive His Son. Believe on His Son. Honor God. I'm glad, although the majority rejected Jesus as a Messiah, and although the majority is on the broad road right now in unbelief, I'm glad there's a narrow way. I want to be with those people right there who have made the choice to say, I will honor God. And right here, Asa was in the minority. I'm a little mad at him. He kind of messed my sermon up in chapter 16, but we just got to always remind ourselves about that. Amen, right? But at this point, no matter, that's what the prophet said. If you stay with God, He'll stay with you. If you honor God, He will honor you. The Bible teaches that. If you dishonor God, He will dishonor you. You forsake Him, He forsakes you. That's what He was telling them there. So first thing is, he said, Israel has been without the true God for a long time now. What does that mean? It means y'all need to get back to honoring God. Y'all need to put away those idols. Y'all need to honor God, right? Number two, the second without, he said, without a teaching priest. Number two, be teachable. He said, you for a long time now have been without a teaching priest. What does that mean? That means that their religious system had crumbled, basically. The priesthood was out of business. The man of God, the priest in that day, they felt like it was unnecessary. Now, well, we're in a day like that ourselves, right? The man of God, the preacher, and all of that is considered unnecessary today. I'm glad for churches all over that have a preacher and have a man of God and want a preacher, amen. But the world in general does not want that. So he said, you for a long time now have been without a teaching priest. So other than chapter 15, you had a prophet. Chapter 16, you had a prophet. Listen, other than a few occasional bold prophets, they did not have regular teaching of the Word of God. They did not have regular teaching priests. Priests were the spiritual leaders. The priest did teach the law. The priest did teach the Word of God in those days. So the regular teaching of the Word of God was gone. Now, thankfully, when God would send a prophet, the prophet would obey God and bring the message. Asa took the message. Chapter 16, he didn't like the message that he got. But other than those bold prophets that were sent by, the regular teaching of the Word of God had been neglected. You know, the Bible says, God said, preach the Word, right? Go to church. You know how you can honor God? Go to church. You ought to go to church sometime. Y'all know that? You people, I'm looking at you. You ought to go to church sometime, you know? You can honor God if you'll go to church. Amen? If you will sit and listen to a Sunday school teacher, if you will sit and listen to the teaching and the preaching of the Bible, the Word of God, you honor God. Be teachable, though. That's the thing. You know, a lot of folks don't want to sit under a teacher. I mean, in school, they don't want to sit under a teacher, much less under a Bible teacher and preacher. You know, what do people say? Don't preach at me. I mean, that's out there at work. You'll hear that. Well, what does that mean? Don't tell me what I ought to be doing. The boss is telling you what you ought to be doing. Don't preach at me. Well, then you're fired. This is the way it works there, I guess. But people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the situation. They don't want to hear a rebuke of themselves. So the religious system had crumbled, and they were not listening to the Word of God. Folks, let's be teachable. And unlike Asa, let's stay teachable. He didn't stay teachable. See, he was teachable right here at this point. He would listen to the Word of God. You know, God has given the church and given the command to preach His Word, teach His Word, and I wish more people saw the importance of hearing and listening to the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God in Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. I wish more people saw the importance of what we're doing around the Word of God tonight. This is one of those interesting verses in the Bible. This is one of those unique verses in the Bible that we may not ever read or think about unless we come to church tonight and God brings it to our attention, right? And so these people were without a teaching priest. They were without faithful church attendance, if you will. They were without regular worship time, if you will. So you want to honor God, comply with this program. And you are. You're here at church on Sunday night, listening to the preaching of the Word of God. You learn the Word of God. You learn the ways of God. It's what God wants. That's why He said, preacher, call the preacher. You know why He said, preach the Word. And He said, go to church and don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Why? It's important to God. You want to honor God? Whatever's important to God, let it be important to you too. Amen? Right? I'm not fussing at y'all. You're doing what I'm saying, but it's a reminder tonight. Amen? Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Is that still true today in a lot of areas? Ignorance is not good. Well, spiritually. He said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Why? They didn't have any teaching priest. He said, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I also will reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children, he said. That was pretty serious right there. You know who will be teachable? Children, if given a chance. Amen, right? Bring kids to church. They love it. Not just send them to church, bring them to church. They love to be in church. You know that? Kids love to be in church. And they are teachable. I mean, why is it the devil gives them so much to take them out of church? Because he doesn't want them to be teachable when it comes to the Word of God. He doesn't want them to get the teaching of the Word of God. But when kids are given the opportunity, they will listen. But that's there in Zechariah 4:6. That's a pretty strong statement God made. But He said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Kids today are destroyed because they have a lack of knowledge of the Bible. How many of you knew something about the Bible because you heard it, you used to hear it in school, right? I mean, a teacher used to read a portion of the Bible in school. You think we've changed since we stopped doing that? You think our society has changed since we stopped promoting the Bible? Promoting patriotism, if you will, right? We don't promote these things anymore. I think our nation's suffering for it, don't you? Promoting church attendance? We're not doing that anymore. We're doing everything to keep them out of church. I tell you, if we'll promote the right things, we'll get the right things. Amen, right? And we need to ask God to help us do that as a society and as families. We need to be doing the things that God would have us to do. So He said here, you're without some things. Well, first of all, you're without the true God. So I want you to honor God. He said, second of all, you're without teaching priest. I want y'all to be teachable. Reinstate the priest. Reinstate the regular teaching of the Word of God. Get that back into your life. Do y'all believe good, regular, positive input will help your life? I mean, you know, whatever kind of stuff people listen to affects the outcome of their life, doesn't it? I've said this before. You look at almost anybody out in their society, and you got about a pretty good chance of deciding what kind of music that guy listens to, right? Just by looking at him. Am I wrong about that? I mean, some people, I'm going to look at them, I'm going to say, he ain't listening to country music. That one is, but that one ain't. I can tell you, I can look at them and tell, right? Is that true? Y'all with me? Y'all here? But all I'm trying to say, folks, is what the input determines output. And if we'll put into our heart and life, meditate on the Word of God, we'll keep the sin out. Amen? Romans 12, 2 there, our minds, if we'll put the Word of God in, we'll be transformed. Our minds will be transformed by the Word of God, right? So if we're putting the right things in, now if all you put in is negative, you'll get negative. If you put in some positive, you'll get some positive, right? And biblical. All right, so honor God, be teachable, get the priesthood, the teaching of the Word of God back. All right, number three is this. He said you're without law. So number three is simply follow the Bible. The law is a reference to the law of Moses. It ultimately is a reference to the Word of God. He said for a long time now, you've been without the true God. You've been without teaching priests. Therefore, you've been without the law or the Word of God. Follow the Bible is number three. If we'll follow the Bible, so the Word of God. So many things are mixed up today because we're not reading the Bible. I told y'all years ago I had a man stop by the church and here, and he gave a check. He gave us a check to put in our missions fund, a sizable check to go in our missions. And I said, okay. Well, I got to talking to the guy about inviting him to church. Where do you go to church? Would you like to come to church? Thank you for the check for missions. Well, I don't believe in the church. And I kind of went around with the guy, and the more I talked to him, the more confused I got. So I finally said, wait a minute, you don't believe in the church? Nah, we don't have to go to the church. I said, but you're going to give the church money to go start more churches? Does that make any sense to anybody? We never did get on the same page, okay? But I'm like, I can't explain. I'm just saying this. Well, if you get in the Bible, you'll see how important the church is. You'll get in the Bible, you'll see what missions are all about. Wait a minute, you're telling me you believe you ought to tithe on that money you got by giving it to the church and the missions, but yet you don't believe in the church? I'm kind of hard on that guy right now, but I still can't figure that one out. But I'm saying, if you just read the Bible, you'd get all this stuff sorted out. Amen? A lot of people are confused today. Why? Because they just don't get in the Bible. So he said, you've been without law. You've been out without direction in your life. Now, this business of that verse in Zechariah about this thing of we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge, that's an easy fix, is it not? Read the Bible. Find out what the Bible says. Destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Well, then let's get in there and see what the Bible says. And let's read the Bible. Let's learn the Bible. Let's love the Bible. Let's live the Bible. Amen, right? They weren't doing that. They were without God. Now, you know how people, sometimes if they'll argue with you, people actually, they'll say, well, I know what the Bible says, but this is what I think. You've heard that before, maybe. I know what the Bible says. Don't preach at me. I know what the Bible says, but this is kind of what I think about it. Well, number one, you don't know what the Bible says. Number two, you don't care what the Bible says. And number three, your opinion don't matter anyway. All right, let me get back to being nice. But no, seriously, I know what the Bible says, but you know what you're saying? You're saying the same thing Asa did in chapter 3. I don't want to hear it. I know what it says, but I'm not going to heed to it. Well, you got to go back to point one and honor God, right? Honor God, be teachable, but then follow the Bible. Doers of the Word, not just hearers only, right? James said we deceive ourselves when we do that. Well, I know what it says. Well, you probably don't. But this is what I think about it. That doesn't really matter. And if you care what it says, you'll get it right. Amen? I know y'all care, so I'm not getting on your case here about that. But isn't it a sad thing that the people of God were without God? Right? You say, preacher, how does that apply to us? Probably because Asa ended up without God the next chapter later in his life. He was on board with it at one time. He was sitting on the church pew. He was saying amen to it. He's like, I'm right there with it. God tell me what to do next. And then later on, he throws that prophet in prison because he didn't want to hear it. Now, he suffered for it. The Bible says he got a disease in his feet and he died. I don't know what it was. I don't know how that works. That's what, if you read chapter 16, that's what it says. So it must have been a pretty bad disease, right? whatever it was. Y'all tell me what it was later. I don't know. But he had a disease and he died. Folks, I'm just saying this to us tonight, a reminder to us. Israel got away from the Bible. The king that got them back to the Bible got away from the Bible. You hear what I said? The people of God got away from the Bible, and the king that got them back to the Bible got away from the Bible himself. So don't ever say it won't happen to me. So we need to always say, you know what? I want to honor God in my life. I want to be teachable. By the way, you know what that means? Be humble too. If you'll be humble, you'll be teachable. And then number three, I'm going to follow the law of God. I'm going to follow the Bible. I'm going to follow the Word of God. And it will bless your life. God and His Word, folks, is always the final authority, right? In the Bible, always the final authority. I've already said that. People are going to stand before God. They don't know it. They don't realize it. But God and His Word is the final authority, right? When it's all said and done, what God said is all that matters. What is it, the only thing that's going to be eternal that you've ever seen is the Bible, the Word of God. That's going to last forever. The Bible is the final authority. The Bible is unchanging. The Bible is reliable. And the Bible is powerful. And the Bible is unchanging, but it is also life-changing for those who will heed to it, right? So if we'll say, you know what, that's a sad verse in the Bible right there. Those three withouts, it's pretty important stuff. You are without for a long season now. You're without the true God. Israel, the people of God. Judah, you're without the true God. You're without the teaching priest. You're without the law because of it. You're lawless. Is lawlessness chaos? Is lawlessness confusion? Hey, what about if our nation gets back to honoring God? What if our nation gets back to being teachable from the Word of God? What if our nation gets back to following the Word of God? Well, that'll bless us, amen? That'll bless us, it will. We know that. In your life, you know that's true, right? May we stay with it and always be reminded, again, it's the final authority. It's unchanging, but yet it's life-changing. The inward man is renewed day by day. How? You get into that right there every day. Amen? Get into that Bible right there. Let it feed your soul. But I tell you, if we get to a point to where we're without God, hey, can I just say to us tonight, let's not live life without God. I'm preaching to the choir, but it's a reminder to all of us. Let's not get to the point. I said this morning that one of the greatest enemies to prayer and Bible study and spiritual growth is busyness. I'm too busy. Some are too busy for church. Some are too busy to be in the house of God. Some are too busy to honor God. Some are too busy to read the Bible. Some are too busy to pray. Some are too busy to serve God with their life. You know what that is? That's without God, and that's not good, right? Let's always be reminded, folks, Asa got away from it, even though he was pretty good at it at one time. Right now, we're good at it. But let's ask God to help us stay with it. Because I don't want to live life like so many are doing. Remember what Paul said? Others which have no hope. Why? They're living life without God. I don't want to be in that crowd. Amen? I want to be in this crowd right here that honors God, that's humble and teachable, and following the Word of God. With God, not without God. Amen? Let's bow our heads tonight as we think about this. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for your Word. Thank you for this single verse in the Bible, Lord, that says so much to us. It says so much to us about Israel. And Lord, the story in the Bible about Asa that says so much to us about sticking with it. Lord, I pray you'd help us tonight here to, God, to stay true to what we've been taught, to hold fast to our convictions that we have. Lord, I pray you'd protect us, God, from the wiles of the devil, Lord, that would pull us away, that would lure us away from you, that would cause us not to hear you or listen to you anymore. God, help us to be careful with that, to be determined and to resolve. We're not going to live without God. We're going to live and walk with God. Help us tonight, I ask it in Jesus' name. Let's stand. Our heads are bowed.